his second point is the Saigon government should be urged toward political accommodations with all elements of their society. Without such an accommodation, the war cannot be ended, and it's clear the American people will not support an indefinite war either by peace or by proxy. Then he goes through this line he uses. It's not an easy thing for a great country to admit a mistake, but it is perhaps the definition of greatness in a country that it can.
Well, who's going to take him on?
Well, Buchanan's working on a, you know, they're doing the standard states of health people. Buchanan's working on
it.
Since we first knew you should be reforming. is, and this is really a chips down thing, because he hasn't come up, you know, there was some thought he might have some proposal or something.
Well, it's the old warmed over hash.
It's the same line. There's nothing.
Why does he support the president? That's the point. The president speaks to both. And the line of the enemy has not rejected it. Why does he?
Yeah, well, he
wants
to
have that enemy.
Yeah. He walks us through something like that.
Okay. I don't hear about that. I don't know. We're not going to read it. We're just reaching next to the hot spot, but I see your point. You're so you got about your own thoughts.
Yep.
Yep. Far down the pike, and he brought, because he was a native, and
It's all a candy on this gun stuff. And just,
the difference is just,
sees everybody and spends his time talking to people and all that, that maybe it would have been worthwhile, but nobody did.
Well, it's just people weren't seeing.
All it is the people who didn't get in argued that you weren't seeing anybody.
The congressmen were bitching.
Yeah.
The businessmen were bitching, you remember?
Yeah. You know, there's something to the fact that if you let anybody in, then the guy who doesn't get in bitches and you create an impression that you're not seeing any word. Not see anybody at all and get less complaints about not seeing people than you do by seeing a lot of people.
Good point.
Because if you don't see my associate, then I don't mind if you don't see me. But when you see him, then I get mad that you didn't see me.
I frankly think that's in a way about how I'm smart.
So words get out, word gets
more out. I look at it. More I look back at it. Cabinet officers wouldn't dream of trying to impose us because he had a cabinet meeting already. But nevertheless, we had lots of meetings too. They would dream of it because we didn't want to, and I didn't want to burden them. But with us, we're counting that well too. Our organization is working better and better.
Because he had such a structured thing that it let himself go through all that routine. You know, that they ran it through.
He had a cabinet meeting.
Every week, every press conference every week, and then
try
the other stuff that he didn't. He worked at it totally different.